one day.
A blessed good morning to one and all, and welcome to the Because He Lives radio broadcast brought to you by the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District. I want to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors, Federal Motor Spares, for their continued support of this broadcast. My name is Allison Lord-Beth, and I am blessed to be serving in the capacity as NYI District Vice President, as well as the President of the NYI Central Zone. Let us pray. Almighty God and Father, this morning we give you thanks for yet another privilege to come before your throne. Father, this morning, as we praise and glorify your matchless name, I ask that our hearts will be open to hear from you and that you will be blessed by the ministry of your word. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Do you still need funds for those school uniforms or to buy those books? Look no further. Head to the Church of the Nazarene Cooperative Credit Union, where we are offering back-to-school loans. Borrow up to $5,000 at an interest rate of 7% with a year and a half to repay. Call us at 429-6734 or 233-2317 to find out more. Apply today.
You are ready to embark on a journey of lifelong learning.
This morning, as the NYI concludes on the book of Ezra, I want to give a synopsis of all that would have occurred as we reflect under the theme of reconstruction. First, I want us to recognize that here is a group of people who would have been stripped away from their homes and taken to a place far away from all they would have known, to a culture to which they would have now become acclimatized. But despite being exiled from their homes, their families, and their culture, we see in Ezra chapter 1, verse 1, that God was still with them as he moves the heart of a king who did not even worship him, to the point where after 70 long years, King Cyrus is now allowing the Israelites to return to their homeland as well as to rebuild God's temple. As such, we see the Israelites set out and head back to Jerusalem to reconstruct and rebuild God's temple, which would have been previously destroyed by King Nebuchadnezzar. Just like these returning Israelites, some of us may, in some form or fashion, become exiled from our relationship with God. But just as the Israelites sought to return and to rebuild what was his, we too, through the mercy and grace of Almighty God, which was paid for by our Lord and Savior, his Son, Jesus Christ, we can now also return to a relationship where we recommit or rededicate our lives to serving him. It doesn't matter how far away you have strayed. God is always waiting with outstretched arms to receive you. So I ask you, has there been a tugging or a longing in your heart regarding your relationship with Christ? If so, I want to encourage you to heed that call and return to a life surrendered to serving him. As the people of God returned to Jerusalem, the first thing they sought to do was to rebuild the altar, where they could make sacrifices unto him. But what is an altar, you may ask? In biblical terms, an altar is a place which is erected to offer sacrifices to God. The Israelites were so glad that God had given them the opportunity to return home that their first agenda was to do something so sacred that they rebuilt the altar and offered sacrifices where they praised and they worshipped him. However, we too can create or erect altars in our lives which have nothing to do with God. These may come in the form of things which take precedence or value in our lives at the cost of something else, be it our families, our careers, our lifestyles, whatever. We see these things being more important, and as such, our lives and our activities now operate around them. They take the central focus above any and everything else, even God. Known or unknown to us, these things creep in, and slowly but surely they can begin to erode the relationship you once had with Christ, or even tear you away from Him altogether. Is there anything like this in your life, where you have erected as an altar? Is there something where once you used to pray and pour out and worship Almighty God as you listen to His voice? Or is it something whereby it has nothing to do with God altogether? I want to posit this morning that we should not allow anything to take God's place in our lives. He must take precedence. In this hymn, "Is Yours All on the Altar," the songwriter wrote, "You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed, but you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid." He goes on to say in the refrain, "Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the spirit controlled? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul." What does your altar symbolize? And what is it that you have laid upon it? If you want that sweet rest and peace spoken about in the song, well, you're going to have to lay something upon God's altar. Things such as all of our fears. And I want to note here that I am saying all. Because if you don't, you will not get the desired results. And if you do get a measure of relief, believe me, it is not going to last. So this morning, as I continue to share, I want us to start to lay all our hurts, all of our griefs, all of our troubles, all of our worries, all of every and anything that has the potential to pull you away from God on His altar. And allow His Holy Spirit to bring that healing, that hope, that reassurance, and that peace that only God is able to provide. Let me tell you, we cannot fully serve God if we are walking around with so much baggage, because it will prevent us from truly connecting and worshiping and praising Him as we ought. This is what those returning Israelites did. They rebuilt the altar first and started to sacrifice to Him. Before they did anything else in relation to the work of rebuilding the temple, they first sought to rebuild their relationship and connection with God. Are you willing to do the same? Let me say here that it will not be easy. And those of us called by the name of Christ can attest to this. But I don't want you to become discouraged. Because if God called you, believe me, He is going to equip you. There is always some form of opposition when you change from your normal routine or seek to live a life which is of service and pleasing to God. This was the case with those returning Israelites. In Ezra chapter 4, we see them encountering opposition to rebuilding of the temple. As you seek to live a life of service which is pleasing to Almighty God, you too will encounter oppositions. Persons may criticize. They may try to discourage. They may say all manner of things. You know, and we hear the sayings, "Man, just watch and see. He or she can soon turn back. I don't know, they're into all this church thing." Yes. Some of these negatives will come your way, and in some instances, they can even be more intense And most times, they come from persons who are close to you. Persons you may have deemed as your friends or even your close relatives. But change is hard. But if we want the change, we now need to become the change that we want to see. As such, you have to determine if you desire to stay where you are right now or if you desire something different. So do you desire a true, real, and meaningful relationship with God? Or are you really comfortable where you are at? What will you choose to put first in your life? Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 states, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Who will you choose to give in to? Those leading you down a path that will ultimately lead to your destruction and hell? Or are you willing to follow God on that straight and narrow path he has placed you on that leads to eternal life? Most times, we don't understand why some of the things we encounter or go through are happening. And we definitely cannot see the future. However, I am sure that there were some things in your life which you went through. And looking back and reflecting on them, you recognize that it could only be God who would have brought you through. This was the same thing that happened with the Israelites. They encountered opposition, but God was on their side. And as a result of the opposition and complaining, a search was now made which revealed that they had been given permission by the previous king to rebuild the temple. God used the opposition to nullify the accusations and allow for the completion of the temple and the return of the ornaments therein. The same way he brought them through and the same way he would have brought you through previous situations in the past, he is more than able to bring you through now and in the future. All you need to do is keep trusting in him and serving him. In the midst of your trials and tribulations, trust God to bring you through. A relationship with Christ is a journey of a lifetime, but one which will be worth it in the end. On this journey of life, we will encounter all types of persons. Some for a moment, some for a season, and some for a lifetime. And these persons have the potential to impact our lives. It is here that I must warn you to be careful of the influences they could have on your lives. Most times, in an attempt to fit in, we can become drawn into the customs and practices those we associate with adopt. This was the case with the Israelites. Despite God's law instructing them not to intermarry with those around them, they did. And as a result, they started adopting the cultures of those others, and this in turn started to pull them away from God's will for their lives. Now, I'm not telling you not to associate with others who do not share your views, customs, or beliefs. What I am saying is to be mindful of others who do not share your beliefs. And don't allow the desires which would have drawn you into a relationship with them in the first place to blind you now to the point that you're ready to disregard what God's will is for your life and pull you away from following his commandments. Most persons would have at some point heard the term being unequally yoked used. Most persons, when they think of this phrase, the first thing that comes to mind is being joined together in marriage with someone who is not a Christian. But it is so much more than that. It involves your involvement with persons who do not share the same values and principles of Christ. And as such, you begin to or completely adopt their principles and their way of life, rather than living a life that is holy and pleasing to Almighty God. If we look to scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14, it states, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?" As we examine ourselves this morning, I want us to ascertain if there is any aspect of our lives where we are being unequally yoked. As we relate the book of Ezra to our everyday lives, we recognize that even though we may have been or are far from God, we too can return to a relationship with Him through repentance. This morning, as I close, I want to encourage us to return to God. I want us to purposely seek to restore our relationship with Him back to a place where He wants it to be. I want us to come before His throne with repentant hearts, asking for His forgiveness, surrendering all of our burdens and our cares, and asking Him to take control of our lives. We can be reassured by 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, which states this: "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." God is calling you this morning. He's tugging at your heart. The question is, will you make that commitment to serve Him? No one can make that decision for you. It is one that each of us have to make for ourselves. It is only through rebuilding our altars, sacrificing all those things which we are holding on to, which are drawing us away from God, and offering Him the worship and praise that He deserves, that we can truly reconstruct the relationship which He has created us to have with Him when He first created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. My brothers and sisters, now is the accepted time. Will you rededicate your life to Christ today? If you are ready to do so, I want you to stand in agreement with me as I pray. Almighty God, this morning we come before your throne with repentant hearts. We confess our sins, Lord, and ask you to forgive us. We acknowledge and accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. And we ask that you take full control of our lives and lead us onto a path of righteousness for your name's sake. Father, this morning, we dedicate and rededicate our lives to you in Jesus' name, and ask that you will have your way in our lives. All these things we ask in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Lifelong Learning Barbados is back and better than ever. Classes begin from September 18th, 2023 in face-to-face and online learning formats. Expand your knowledge in ministerial studies, Christian education, and Christian counseling. Call our office at 435-4444 and request your registration package. Late registration closes on Thursday, August 31st for classes beginning in September 2023. Your journey to lifelong learning begins now.
If you don't have a home church, we, the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District, invites you to fellowship with us. There is at least one church in every parish of Barbados. Within the central zone, you can join us at Cliff Cottage, Horse Hill, Mount Hill, Newberry, Prerogative Nazarene Worship Center, Tarps Cottage, or Todd's Church of the Nazarene. You can also join us for youth ministry on Friday nights at 7:30 p.m. On behalf of the Nazarene Youth International and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District, I again want to thank our sponsors, Federal Motor Spirits, for their continued support in making this radio broadcast possible, and to you, our listeners, for tuning in. May God continue to bless you as you choose daily to live a life of service to Him as you serve Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. God bless you all.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to breathe something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made, and it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Song in itself.
I'm coming back.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. It's all about you. It's all about you.